Bob Lyden is a resident of the area near Anderson Island. He's also with the U.S. Coast Guard, and he's part of a group of local people who are pushing to stop the state from putting dredged materials into a sanctioned dumping site. He says he's concerned about all kinds of wildlife. They've seen Dall's porpoises lately, and there's concern about Dungeness crabs and all kinds of shellfish that's grown in the area.
The gooey ducks are right across from the area that they're dumping at. It's been less than half a mile away on the shores of Anderson Island. And the commercial Native American companies are doing a lot of gooey ducking around our area.
Most of the dredged material of concern is from the Olympia Yacht Club. But there are four government agencies working together on this, aiming to make it as safe as possible. The lead agency is the Federal Army Corps of Engineers. Lauren Warner is a biologist with the Corps.
What they're trying to say in terms of we're ruining Puget Sound is just so way out of context.
She says a lot of sediment pours in from the Nisqually River, for example, and the site where dredged material is being buried is so far underwater that it would never get into gooey ducks.
There's not going to be many gooey ducks down there. There's not going to be much down there. I mean, it's a transit area. We take pictures down there, we take samples, and it recovers very quickly after a disposal event.
They do also move the dirt at night, but contrary to some claims by citizens, it's not about keeping secrets. The agencies say it's for all kinds of reasons, including tidal movements and safety. The disposal site near Anderson and Ketron Islands is one of five so-called non-dispersive sites selected by the governments for disposal of dredged material. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.